I'm sitting at the table watching Stefan not notice me. I quickly realize it's not just him, it's everyone here. Just carrying on with their conversations, paying no attention to me at all. So this is what it feels like to blend in. I could get used to this. I don't know the names of everyone at the table, but recognize some of the faces from middle school or elementary, others from classes or rallies. Maybe some of them feel that way about me. Like, I look vaguely familiar, but without the beard and turban, they don't realize I'm me. I'm surprised Jasmine isn't saying anything about my face. She never actively bullies me, but does occasionally join in the yuck-yucks with Stefan and his minions. Jasmine's not especially religious, but we have occasionally bonded over the delicious glory of matar paneer and jalebis at Sikh functions. I glance at her hair. It's dark red, almost maroon, and falls neatly to the tops of her shoulders. Her prom dress is a deep shade of green, matching her eyeshadow. An odd choice, but definitely in line with this year's prom theme, nature. I clear my throat and wait for a tiny lull in the conversation to dive in. This ambience is interesting, I say. The stutter is barely noticeable. Nice. Ambience is a good way to put it, Stefan replies, looking up briefly from his phone. It's still jarring to hear him speak to me like a human. It's like the Green Goblin exploded all over the gym, Pushpa says. You would think someone would be like, this is too much green, man, I say. I bite my lip to refrain from adding, yes, I have just started a conversation. Out of habit, I lift my hand and my fingers clasp my now non-existent beard. The prom committee interpreted the theme of nature as making everything green instead of actually going green. And not like an elegant hunter green or whatever. I'm talking plastic, terrible for the environment, bleh, green tablecloths, plates, cups, cutlery, and trees made out of crumpled up brown paper stapled to the doors, with green paper serving as foliage. Even the centerpieces are green jars filled with fungus-topped pebbles, meant to resemble some kind of otherworldly moss. Green streamers flutter as the exhaust fans in the corner of the rooms go full blast. I love the cheesiness of it all. Life doesn't have to look as extravagant as the Haved Gala from the books. I look around the room and my heart swells as I look at all the hideous decor, the clamor at all the tables around the room, the dinky dance floor. This is lit. It's what I imagined prom would look like, from all the years watching old teen movies, like 16 Candles and 10 Things I Hate About You. The magic is here. Most of these kids don't realize it because they don't speak rom-com as well as I can, but this is it. After tonight, nothing will ever be the same.